Let's roll over to the 308 Brass Rail. Tom Rooney joins us, Bar and Grill. How you doing, Tom?
Doing great.
How are you?
Oh, doing great. We're been busy. We got back to work, opened the doors Monday, and we've been very blessed to have a lot of regulars coming back and a lot of new people checking us out after all the food we served during the quarantine there.
So how was it getting back open?
Smooth. I mean, we, you know, fortunately we never left the building, you know, with all the takeouts we were doing. So all we had to do was unlock the front door, and we were really careful, sanitized everything, made sure we had a policy in place for the girls to wipe down tables, chairs, doorknobs on a regular basis, kept everybody safely apart, and, you know, it's been a good week.
Are people cautious, Tom, or back to normal, or what?
I believe it's 50-50 split in the whole country, really. I mean, there are a lot of people who are still doing takeout that won't come in. And when they do come in to get their pick up their food, you know, they're very cautious. And then there's obviously the other half who are just happy to be back out and come see their friends. And the thing about our clientele is they're all a big family. And I hate to say it, they probably see each other more than they see their normal family. They'll see each other, you know, here and there once or twice a week, and they love to talk and just have a good time.
And that's what really the neighborhood tavern is all about.
It is, and I could tell a lot of our gentlemen really miss the friendship. They came in first day, and they were real happy to see everybody. And that's the unfortunate thing about the COVID is that it separated a lot of people. That, you know, that's where they get their news. They talk about golf and talk about sports and talk about just sure. You know, life to all their friends there. So it's good to have them back.
Well, you guys really drew a lot of praise for what you guys have been able to pull off with the first responders. Talk about that. I know you should be proud of that.
It was nice to be able to serve Jackson in a way that we could give some kind of appreciation. I've heard from a lot of the correction officers, a lot of the staff at the hospital, and they've been visiting us all week. They just said that it was very nice to get a nice meal and know they're appreciated, because we reach not just the COVID units, not just the ones that, you know, that everybody was feeding, because there's lots of other businesses doing it too. We made sure, and I pushed our sponsors to feed maintenance departments, cleaning departments, transport. We did, you know, administration and correction officers. We did, you know, we wanted to reach everybody. And those departments that are usually forgotten are the ones that appreciated it the most and I've heard the most praise from. So I'm really glad that they got a meal, and now that they're coming in our place, we can still serve them, you know.
Yeah, I think you got out to the prison, didn't you?
We did, yeah. We did three of the four units before we ran out of funding, and we were not able to get the last one done. But, you know, we did Cotton, Parnell, and RGC, which was, I think, between all of it, around 1,000 meals, maybe a little more than that. So it was great.
That's amazing. So how does that look going forward?
You know, our 308 Brass Rail Appreciation Meals is what we call them. They've calmed down. We haven't really had any huge orders, but I have had people call me about doing wedding catering. And, you know, we're not a catering company. We're a bar and grill. But for those that want to use our menu and they want to eat off of what we already supply, then I've already accepted two weddings. Based on the fact that we'll do burgers and pulled pork and some sides, you know, and that's awesome, because we can make a good meal for them, and they just, you know, will have a good barbecue. And so it's been good to get attention that a normal brass rail wouldn't get, and it's been really good.
Somebody left a menu here in the studio. This is amazing, Tom.
We offer a big variety for a place our size.
And wow, it's just remarkable.
our menu is simple, but it's good, and it goes from a fresh, you know, classic club to a steak hoagie. Our burgers are a good variety. We do pizza. You know, our salads, for those that want, you know, something fresh, we make big salads. Usually people always tell me they can't get past the toppings. They don't even reach the lettuce because they only can eat the toppings because it's so big. So that's a good compliment too, you know. So my mind is this. If I'm charging you $7.75 for a classic club sandwich, you better have a classic club sandwich. And the thing is this, most of our meals you can't eat by yourself. It's one of those things where you share or you take half home because they're a big meal. So that's how we do it.
What are your thoughts about the bars getting back open? How quick are they going to be able to make a comeback here?
I don't think anybody in Jackson's going to have a problem making a comeback. We have a good population. People like to go out and see each other, and I do think everybody. I've been looking around town, having a good time, and the biggest thing is getting staff back to work. I know it was a great thing to help out everybody, and I know right now it's just the idea of getting your staff back. And we, unfortunately, we had to make a lot of new hires, but you know what? They're actually turning out to be awesome. And so we're just asking people to be patient with us as we train and get us back up to speed, you know, and it's been working out good.
We'll stop by and check out 308 Brass Rail. Amazing menu. What's on the docket for lunch today?
We do $5 burgers. It's a Brass Rail. It's a railer burger. It's mustard, ketchup, pickle, onion. That's every Wednesday, and that's what's going on today.
Beautiful. Hey, thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Tom Rooney from the 308 Brass Rail.